very different takes on the same war. Melissa Brady, Fox News. Ukraine still putting up a fierce fight 1 week since a Russian assault began. What Russian officials have described as a humanitarian mission, despite well-documented civilian casualties and damage. Fox's Simon Owen is live in London.
Lisa, both countries' presidents have been speaking in the past few hours. Vladimir Putin insisted Russia's invasion is on schedule and going to plan, even as Russia acknowledges nearly 500 of its troops have been killed. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky told Fox News about his relationship with President Biden.
We have good contact. I can tell the truth. And it's a pity that it began after the beginning of this war, but we have it. And my appreciation to him and to his team.
Zelensky urged Western leaders to send more military aid. Lisa?
Thanks, Simon. Zelensky appealing for a no-fly zone, which the U.S. and NATO have rejected. A second round of talks today between Ukrainian and Russian envoys in Belarus. The U.S. Supreme Court settles an abortion fight between a Republican state attorney general and a Democratic governor.
In an 8-1 decision with only Justice Sonia Sotomayor dissenting, the Supreme Court said Kentucky's attorney general can continue to defend a Kentucky abortion law signed in 2018. It bans a surgical procedure used beginning in the second trimester. The ban was struck down in court, and Kentucky's then new Democratic governor, Andy Beshear, said they would leave it at that. Well, the state's then new attorney general, Daniel Cameron, is Republican, and he requested to defend the law. While the Supreme Court did not address whether the law itself is constitutional, the justices ruled that Cameron could continue to argue for it.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. New Mexico Senator Ben Ray Lujan is back on Capitol Hill, returning to a standing ovation after suffering a stroke in January, telling colleagues it's an absolute honor to be back. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
Workers at the world's biggest maker of electric cars could end up voting on joining the UAW.
Tesla CEO Elon Musk is now inviting the United Auto Workers to hold a union vote for Tesla. Musk says the company will do nothing to stop them. He tweeted, "The Bay Area has negative unemployment, so if we don't treat and compensate our awesome people well, they have many other offers and will just leave." Some employees at Tesla's Fremont, California plant attempted to organize several years ago. The National Labor Relations Board accused the company of taking steps to hinder the effort. Tesla has appealed that judgment.
Fox's Jenny Cosola. Musk has called out President Biden's public praise of unionized rivals, Ford and GM, tweeting this week that his company's EV investment is more than double the other two companies combined, with many more jobs created. Some iconic films might not have been made if not for him.
The man credited with greenlighting the start to some of the world's best-loved films has died. Alan Ladd Jr., during his time at 20th Century Fox in the late 70s, gave the go-ahead and fought for the film, whose script was initially titled The Adventures of Luke Starkiller, as taken from the Journal of the Wills, Saga 1, Star Wars. The franchise eventually winning 7 Oscars, just a fraction of the more than 150 Oscar nods and 50 Oscars Ladd's films have won during his years as Fox, MGM's, and his own production company's studio heads. His daughter, Amanda Ladd Jones, phone, saying her father died peacefully in his sleep, surrounded by family Wednesday.
Fox's Lillian Wu. Alan Ladd Jr. was 84. An early surge for oil prices topping $116 a barrel, right now back under 110. As stocks turn mixed, the Dow's up 80 points. Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.